What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast, bringing you just a random episode. Life has been difficult, folks. A lot of things have adjusted, have shifted personally for me, from a professional sense, from a personal sense, from a, I'll be very transparent, from a financial sense, from a mental health perspective. It's been tough. And it's something that I think we all go through at times, you know, no matter where you are in your career, no matter where you are as a professional in life, the things that I've been experiencing, the things that I've been going through, they've been extremely difficult. And I think a little bit of today's episode is going to be inspired by some recent events, inspired by a few recent thoughts and perspectives that I have that I'm just super eager, super excited to share with the world. So today, again, will just be one of those one-off episodes, and I promise we'll get back to the typical schedule of the different series and the different episodes that fall into those series and provide you that that value that like I promised at the top of the year here. So let's hop into it. So the two things that we're going to talk about today is enabling internal talent mobility overall. And then also enabling talent, internal talent mobility from the perspective of supporting employees that are having performance issues, right? So let's talk about the first one, just overall. Internal talent mobility, I've always believed in it. I think it's important. I think it makes sense. I think when you are an organization that may have problems from a cash flow perspective, cash on hand perspective, sales perspective, anything that involves you having a bit of, again, just a tight ability to get cash into the system or making that cash available to then get in higher levels of talent, but you need the tactical skill sets of what that talent can potentially bring, right? And so you need more sales. You need someone that can make some adjustments from a product perspective. You need someone that has a better understanding of customer experience. You need someone that has a better understanding of SEO. You need someone that has a better understanding of how to make a couple shifts strategically to get the product into a new marketplace, whatever the case is going to be. But you don't have the cash on hand to go out and find the best talent externally. I've always been a big fan of internal learning and development programs, internal talent mobility systems, programs, processes. I've always been a fan of that to then inevitably help remedy some of those issues I just outlined. And so if you're looking to make a new change inside of your organization, it makes sense to have internal mobility systems, plans, processes, where you put leaders in position to consistently have conversations with employees internally to understand their skill sets, understand what's exciting for them, understand some ancillary skills that they may possess, that they may have, understand different things they can do to bring value to the company, and having an overall consistent understanding of that at a contextual detail level, meaning the direct supervisor of that employee, and then having that data on hand within an HRS system at an org-wide level, so that when you are making those decisions where you know you need to have certain skills increased or bolstered inside of your organization, you can turn to that HRS system, you can turn to your supervisors internally and say, who can we turn to that we can promote and put into this position? Who can we turn to that we can shift and navigate and make a little bit of a flexible role, right? With my previous employer, I raised my hand and I said, I would love to obviously support on product, support on sales, support on partnerships, support on a lot of different elements, but I also would love to support on the consulting side of the business. I also would love to support on the HR strategy side of the business. And that's because of my previous background of being a chief people officer, my previous background of being an HR practitioner, my previous background of building and consistently building HR technology solutions. And so if the organization would have taken a bit of time and understood about my own skill sets, things that I've done in my career and had a document of that, when these needs started to arise and pop up in other areas, whether it was consulting, whether it was product, whatever it was going to be, they would have easily been able to make a decision strategically to say, we're going to be able to put Anthony Vaughn, or we're going to be able to put whoever in this particular spot and create a bit more of a flex role or add a bit more capability and responsibilities on their plate due to some of their ancillary skills behind the scenes that we now know. I don't think enough companies do this. Matter of fact, I know for a fact a lot of companies don't do this. A lot of companies, when they bring you in, they laser you in to what they hired you for. You were here to be a salesperson, conduct sales. You were here to do SEO, conduct SEO. You were here to lead a sales team, do that responsibility. But what they don't do enough of is say, hey, you were here to lead the sales team, but can you tell me about the 6 years previous when you were a journalist? Can you tell me about the 6 years previous when you were involved in SEO? Can you tell me the 6 years previous where you built out two or three different startups and you were the marketing engine behind those startups and you allowed those startups to have a really scaled out marketing division and plan where you were involved in podcasts and video content and you were getting some of the leaders internally out into the marketplace from a speaking perspective to give industry knowledge. Can you tell me about that? Because we now need these experiences. We now need these skills, but we don't have the cash on hand to go find the best. But net, based off of your background and your expertise and some of your previous interests, you may be able to help us out here. So many companies are missing the mark on just having those conversations, keeping that data on hand. And I think I think a lot of organizations are doing themselves a misservice with that. They're spending too many moments, time, resources, thinking about ways to get creative to find the work externally when they have the work internally. I guarantee if you really analyze the overall capacity, right? The overall capacity of an individual contributor inside of your organization in any given 40-hour week, I guarantee there's 6, 12, 14 hours of additional work you can put on their plate that behooves them and where they want to see their career go while also behooving the organization strategically and where the organization needs to go. And if you really get creative, if you really get fancy, if you really get outside the box there, I guarantee you'll fall into a couple of different situations where you don't have to pay those employees additional dollars. You don't have to pay those employees additional revenue and resources. You may be able to make a situation and barter a deal where your head of sales may want to get into podcasting and content distribution just because personally that's where they want to go in their career in a 4-year window. And you giving them the opportunity and the platform to do that inside of your organization is going to create a moment for them to be able to leverage that down the road, right? So these are things that, again, a lot of organizations are just missing the mark on, not thinking thoroughly through, and wasting a lot of time, resources, and inevitably wasting a lot of skill sets internally and not getting the most out of those valued individual contributors. So that's one thought. Another thought on this is when you have employees that you don't believe are living up to the bill, that are not performing at the highest level. I've talked about this at scale and I'll talk about it again. When you have an employee that is not cutting it, but they are a culture fit, they do bring value, you know they are intelligent, but for some reason, they're just not being able to perform at the level that you need them to perform at. So many organizations immediately decide to let that person go. And I believe that is doing a disservice to that human being at a humanistic level. And more importantly, in this business conversation, I believe organizations are doing themselves a disservice. If you have an employee that is more than capable as a professional, I think it makes a lot of sense to refer back to some of the data that I'm hoping you are collecting on who they are previous to them being inside the organization, interests, skill sets, capabilities, and maybe it's time to have an internal mobility conversation around where they can go, what other roles they can be a part of, what other roles they can do. Right? It makes sense if you are letting go of a salesperson and they have a background that may be better suited for customer service or maybe better suited for branding or maybe better suited for writing or maybe better suited for SEO and copy or maybe better suited for legal, right? You never know based off of their background. If they're better suited for that, doesn't it make sense if they were a culture fit? And you do believe that they're capable and you do believe they bring value to the organization. Doesn't it make sense to transition them into a role that makes sense for the organization, makes sense for them, instead of exiting them? Doesn't that make a little bit more sense? You're going to be able to save your time, energy, resources, as it pertains to not having to spend the time, energy, going to hire an external firm to find that next talent from a recruitment cost perspective. You're going to save yourself time from a time to hire perspective and resources. You're going to save yourself a lot of energy having to take someone new that doesn't know anything about the culture, anything about the gray areas and nuances about the culture that you all know I love to talk about, that doesn't know anything about the product and or the service itself. And now you're having to go through a 2 to 4 month period of onboarding and getting to know prior to that person actually performing at a high level. You get to avoid and expedite all of that simply by being thoughtful, simply by being a humanistic leader, simply by being strategic, emotionally intelligent, and shifting that person from an internal talent mobility perspective into a role that fits better for them and that fits better for you as an organization. And it's a win-win. And I don't know why enough organizations are not doing this. So anytime you are considering letting someone go, prior to having that conversation, go ahead and look back at the data. Go ahead and maybe shift the narrative and shift the context and shift the energy and the details of that conversation into the following. Hey, Derek, being very transparent with you right now, things aren't going well in sales, things aren't going well in marketing for us right now, and we were considering having to make the tough to call and the tough decision to let you go. But as pondering that, I'm looking through your profile and looking through some of your data and recalling in some of our conversations, I remember you saying that you always had a passion as it pertains to consulting. I did remember also you had a passion as it pertains to legal. I did remember you had a passion and an expertise as it pertains to product development. It just so happens we actually need some support in those areas. Now, unfortunately, those areas don't pay as much as what you were getting paid. The capacity is not there. But what we did think about is instead of you leaving the company altogether and having to go through unemployment and having us have to go through the whole process, how about maybe we put a 4 to 5 month plan together where we'll allow you to continue to look for another organization. We'll make some decisions behind the scenes and what we want to do from a recruitment perspective. But in the now, in this moment today, maybe we can consider transferring you into a role using a bit of talent mobility and putting you in a system, putting you in a role that is better fitting for your skill sets that you may enjoy, that maybe you want to take on to your next opportunity, and that will actually save us some time, energy, and resources and will behoove us as well. That conversation makes a lot of sense to me. That conversation is interesting. That conversation is humanistic. That conversation is organic. That conversation is honest. That conversation brings value to everyone involved. So the summary of this episode is the following. Instead of taking someone that's not performing at a high level, or instead of just having a bunch of talent inside of your organization and only thinking they can do one thing, open your mind up a bit as an organization. Open your mind up a bit as a leader. Open your mind up a bit as a supervisor and figure out ways that you can use every single employee you have and get the most out of them, get the best out of them. Frankly, if you want me to be direct, squeeze them for as much juice as you can in a way that makes sense for both of you, for both parties. And if you do that, I guarantee you'll save yourself time, energy, resources, finances, and you'll increase productivity, you'll increase culture alignment, happiness. That's bullshit. Pardon my French. I don't know if I can connect it to an increase of revenue, but I can. I can make an argument there. So I'll just throw that in there as well. I guarantee doing this will increase revenue, will increase profitability, and will increase success overall for the org. And again, going back to the E1B2 methodology and mindset, it'll make that individual never forget about the amazing moments, the amazing experiences, and the strategic empathy that the organization showed them during a tough time. As always, just a few thoughts. Just a few perspectives. We'll talk soon.